I suppose my experience was about the same as most young Christians who really have a desire to follow the Lord. The preacher had spoken on the subject of prayer and had given the challenge to all of us to become men and women who learn to pour out our hearts to God. I read books on the subject and was inspired by the lives of men like Martin Luther and George Mueller, who spent hours every day on their knees. So, armed with a head full of information and a heart full of good intentions, I went to my knees. I prayed about everything I could think of, with all the fervency I could muster, and arose from my place of prayer feeling that God must have taken note of a new prayer giant in the earth. I glanced at my watch and almost collapsed from surprise. About 3 minutes had elapsed. This is Leroy Iams speaking for the Navigators. Today's topic, personal petition in prayer. Like everything else in the Christian life, the Bible gives us the direction we need as to what to include in our prayers. Let me list a few for your next prayer time. First of all, the question comes, should we pray for ourselves? I had faced this question as a young Christian, and then it was laid directly across my path as a young college worker in a program of evangelism and follow-up at a large Eastern university. We had seen a number of young men come to Christ, and were in the process of helping them become established in a meaningful prayer life when the chaplain sent word that he wanted me to drop into his office. The next morning I went in to see him, and after a brief chat he got to the point. "Young man," he said, "I understand you are teaching students at this university that they should pray and ask God for things for themselves." Well, although that hadn't been the primary thrust of our study together, I had to admit that it was true. He looked at me with his sternest professional glare and said, "I want that stopped. I believe we should never pray for ourselves, but only for others. To pray for yourself is a selfish and self-centered attitude in prayer." I thought to myself that he certainly had a good emphasis and admired him for his sacrificial spirit and concern for others, but there was just one thing wrong. It was not scriptural. So I smiled and said, "Chaplain, would you mind if we read a verse of Scripture together?" "Certainly not," he said. So I opened my Bible and read Matthew 6:11. "Give us this day our daily bread." I closed my Bible and waited for his reply. He looked a bit startled, smiled and said, "Okay." And that was that. We eventually became good friends. In fact, he became the faculty sponsor of our Bible study group on campus. You see, the Bible is clear. We are called upon to share our hearts with the Lord, to call upon Him for our needs, casting all your care upon Him, for He careth for you. So never fear to get before God and share your needs, your personal concerns, family concerns, things that are often too deep to share with anyone else. These are the things that God wants to hear as your loving Heavenly Father. He delights to hear His children call upon His name and share their hurts. And over again He promises to hear and answer. "And whatsoever ye shall ask in My name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If ye shall ask anything in My name, I will do it." These assurances of answered prayer provide great motivation to seek the Lord and His face, to seek the Lord continually. May God bless you as you seek the Lord for your daily needs.